I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The DNR's work to improve muskie fishing in West Virginia is paying off in a big way. We'll talk about the very latest research being done by biologists on these very unusual creatures in a moment. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. In recent years, the DNR has wrapped up a couple of studies on muskie in the Buckhannon River and Middle Allen Creek. They've now moved on and are working on fish in the Elk River. But the most recent muskie work, according to biologist Scott Morrison, is North Bend Lake in Ritchie County.
We have stocked muskies in, and it's about 300 acres, and we're doing a movement study there where we have 12 muskies between like 28 and 42 inches that we put radio tags in, and throughout the lake in six areas we kind of have receivers that records when the fish are around the receivers, and therefore we can get an idea of where the fish are during different times of year and how much they move.
And Morrison tells us already the study is beginning to yield data that wasn't previously known.
We had a male that basically moved 6 miles, basically the entire length of the lake in like 22 hours. And it went. He went from the upper area of the lake during spawning period. I think he was up there when we first tagged him, and he stayed up there through the end of March and early April, and then he made a beeline for the dam when he thought spawning season was over, I guess, and he hasn't been back there since.
Emboldened by their quick success on the location study, they're going to add to the research next year.
Next year, we're going to put some temperature recording devices near these receivers and get an idea when the fish move up to the areas to spawn.
Once Morrison has the information, he can use it to recommend specific regulations to enhance the fishery or give anglers better data from which they can work. In many West Virginia waters, the muskie is becoming much more commonly caught.
Muskies have had a reputation for being the fish of 1,000 casts. But, yeah, there are waters that we have that have pretty good populations. They're generally, when people can catch 6 or 7 fish in a day, generally they're not the real big fish.
Now, not real big is a relative term. You have to consider musky fishermen think a big one is over 50 inches. But to the average angler, a fish that's 35 to 40 inches may be the biggest they ever catch. You got to put it all into perspective. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.